Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Who did it and why? We don't have answers to those questions yet, but what we do know is that a gunman opened fire at a Walmart that had been filled with holiday shoppers last night in Chesapeake, Virginia, killing six people. The gunman now also dead. Police spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
It's sad, you know, we're a couple days before the Thanksgiving holiday. I mean, anytime it's a sad, I mean, it's just a bad time all around, you know, it's just for everybody involved, you know, especially the victims. Like, this is horrible.
He couldn't say how the shooter died, but says it does not appear police fired any shots. Officer Kaczynski heard there on WVEC-TV in Virginia. The AP's Donna Warder says Virginia's lawmakers are reacting.
U.S. Senator Mark Warner says he's, quote, sickened by reports of yet another mass shooting, this time at a Walmart in Chesapeake, end quote. State Senator Louise Lucas echoed Warner's sentiment, tweeting that she's absolutely, quote, heartbroken that America's latest mass shooting took place in a Walmart in my district, end quote.
The alleged shooter facing possible hate crime charges in the killings of five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub is due in court today by video from jail. If you're traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, you're likely seeing the crowds at the airports and on the highways. AAA's Andrew Gross on how many Americans are traveling and how they're getting to Grandma's house.
The vast majority, about 49 million, are going to go by car. And that's not atypical. It's sort of in the nature of the holiday. You know, it's very family-oriented. It's a five-day travel period. So for a lot of folks, it's just easier to get in the car and go.
Gas is $3.60 a gallon this morning, down 14 cents in a week. Air raid sirens have been going off in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, and elsewhere across the country. This is AP News. Continuing our look at the war in Ukraine, Ukraine's First Lady says they will never forget and never forgive this.
Ukrainian authorities say an overnight rocket attack has struck a hospital maternity ward in southern Ukraine, killing a newborn baby. The mother and doctor were pulled alive from the rubble. The region's governor says the rockets were Russian. The strike in the city of Vilniansk adds to the gruesome toll suffered by hospitals and other medical facilities and their patients and staff in the Russian invasion entering its 10th month this week. They have been in the firing line from the outset, including a March 9 airstrike that destroyed a maternity hospital in the now-occupied port city of Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of uninsured Americans has reached a historic low of 8%. Washington says more and more new customers are buying insurance. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. The top four stayed the same in the college football playoff rankings. Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU. Ohio State and Michigan play each other and their heated rivalry coming up on Saturday. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers got it done without several of their stars. Michael Luongo reports from Philly.
With Joel Embiid, James Harden, and Tyrese Maxey out with injuries, forward Tobias Harris picked up the mantle for the 76ers in a 115-106 win. Harris scored 7 points during a fourth-quarter run that enabled Philadelphia to seal the victory. Harris had 24 points, 18 of those coming in the second half.
I just felt the energy from my teammates of one to get me going and wanted to, like, you know, me to take over and just be aggressive and get to my spots out there.
DeAnthony Melton had a 22. Kyrie Irving had 23 for Brooklyn. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
The Phoenix Suns overcame 37 from the Lakers' Anthony Davis, and they beat the Lakers 115-105. Detroit bested Denver 110-108. Sacramento won their seventh in a row. De'Aaron Fox had 32 in Sacramento's 113-109 win over Memphis. College basketball, a terrific game in the Maui Invite as number 10 Creighton topped number 9 Arkansas 90-87. In the NHL, it was the New York Rangers 5-3 over Los Angeles. Buffalo blew out Montreal 7-2. Jeff Skinner had 2 goals and assisted on 3 others. years for the Sabres. Football, the LA Rams have waived their leading rusher, Darrell Henderson Jr. He's been cut loose. The Rams have one of the NFL's worst rushing offenses. In a baseball trade, Milwaukee sent right fielder Hunter Renfroe, who socked 29 homers this past year. They sent Renfroe to the LA Angels for three pitchers. The comeback players of the year are out. The American League winner is Houston's Justin Verlander. The National League winner was the Cardinals' Albert Pujols. And Saudi fans crowded the streets of Doha after a huge upset at the World Cup. Saudi Arabia knocked off Argentina. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. AP sources say President Biden will extend the pause on student loan repayments as the legal battle over the debt forgiveness continues. The Supreme Court clears a way for the imminent handover of former President Donald Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee. The House Ways and Means Committee has been in a legal fight over the tax returns with Trump and his lawyers for 3 years. White House launches what it calls a six-week sprint to get more people to get vaccinated with the updated COVID-19 booster. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The boosters have been a hard sell. Only about 13% of American adults have received one. The Biden administration's hoping new numbers will convince more people. The CDC says the first look at the shot's real-world effectiveness shows those who receive the new booster are better protected against symptomatic infection than those who have not. The overarching message here at the White House:
we know what the evidence is. The science on this is crystal clear.
And virus response chief Dr. Ashish Jha says Americans need to take advantage.
People go out and get vaccinated this week, they will have a lot of protection during December, January, February onwards, the time that we socialize the most.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
That briefing was Dr. Anthony Fauci's final briefing before he retires next month. More than a few reporters wanted to hear from him.
Dr. Fauci,
he talks about the most troubling aspect of the pandemic.
When I see people in this country, because of the divisiveness in our country, of not getting vaccinated for reasons that have nothing to do with public health, but have to do because of divisiveness and ideological differences, as a physician, it pains me, because I don't want to see anybody get infected, I don't want to see anybody hospitalized, and I don't want to see anybody die from COVID.
This is AP News. People are packing their bags, heading out of town this Thanksgiving week in numbers not seen since before the pandemic. Andrew Gross is with AAA.
The vast majority, about 49 million, are going to go by car. And that's not atypical. It's sort of in the nature of the holiday. It's very family-oriented. It's a five-day travel period. So for a lot of folks, it's just easier to get in the car and go.
Another 5 million or so are going to fly, take the train, or the bus. Busiest travel days during Thanksgiving week, usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and the Sunday after the holiday.
The turkey trot is starting earlier this year and costing more, with experts predicting Thanksgiving travel crowds to rival those of 2019, the year before the pandemic. AAA predicts nearly 55 million people will travel for Thanksgiving. That's only 2% less than in 2019. James Daly's family is flying earlier in the week to save money.
The economy's a little concerning, but that's life, you know, and we still got to spend time with the family and people, because that's more important than just things.
Airlines and the TSA say they're ready for the crowds, but Joe Rodriguez is saving by not flying.
They wanted it like $300 for a one-way, and I was like, oh, that's too much. And I found out the Amtrak, only $42.
In addition to planes and trains, there's automobiles. Despite higher gas prices, AAA forecasts almost 49 million people will drive. I'm Julie Walker.
A hoard of ancient gold coins dating back to around 100 BC has been stolen from a museum in southern Germany. The 483 coins were discovered in 1999 during excavations of an ancient settlement in Manching and are considered the biggest trove of Celtic gold found in the 20th century. It weighs more than 8 pounds, worth several million dollars. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened the U.S. as Washington pushes for U.N. condemnation of the North's recent intercontinental ballistic missile test. Kim Yo-jong, who's widely considered the North's second most powerful person after her brother, has lambasted the US for issuing what she called a disgusting joint statement together with such rebels as Britain, France, Australia, Japan and South Korea. She warns the US would face a more fatal security crisis. Jong's opinions come hours after Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council that the US will circulate a proposed presidential statement condemning the North's banned missile launches and other destabilizing activities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A reality TV show couple has been sentenced to prison for bank fraud and tax evasion. The new reality for Todd and Julie Chrisley, his and her prison terms. A federal judge in Atlanta has hit Todd Chrisley with 12 years in prison, while Julie Chrisley will do 7. Each will also have to serve 3 years of supervised release afterward and pay restitution in an amount to be determined later. The couple became famous for their show Chrisley Knows Best, but the feds say they engaged in a huge bank fraud scheme. To top that off, authorities say they hid their wealth from the IRS while flaunting their lavish lifestyle. The Chrisleys were convicted in June on the charges against them. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.